Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Six-pack time. Six-pack's brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens lose 17-3. Time for a six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because it really didn't affect the game. They got a turnover. It's the first turnover they got against a team not named the Cleveland Browns since Christmas of last year. That's including the postseason. And it was a tour de force John Jenkins one-man show performance. It was right after the Ravens turned the ball over. John Jenkins gets the sack, forced fumble, and then recovers it. So, yes, hallelujah, they got a turnover.
Yeah, my six was like they were occasionally aggressive, and it wasn't a total failure. 4 for 7 for 34 yards and a touchdown was Stafford against the blitz. They did get 2 sacks out of it, the 4th and 3 from inside the red zone from the Ravens 6. They brought 5 on that one. Look, I'm not here to tell you it's going to save the season or – that it was special, but Stafford's a guy who can kill you when you blitz, and we knew they wouldn't do it a ton, but they held him to under 5 yards per attempt when they did it. It's something they can at least build off of, and they're going to have to do it more often because, well, I don't want to give away my one, but yeah, they don't have a pass rush.
Number five.
I put this low because it's just such a broken record, and it's never going to be fixed, and Roquan's not going to fix it. But it's just ridiculous, the pitch and catch that goes on in the middle of a football field against these guys. And they've got 3 safeties out there now all the time. That's great. And Davante Adams dropped about 4 balls he usually catches, so that helps. But it's just there. I mean, you know that there's going to be a critical pass to a running back or a tight end when they need it. The backup tight end, they started the game throwing to him. It's kind of ridiculous where they are from a coverage standpoint in the middle of the field and especially between the hash marks.
We're similar-ish at 5. I don't want to get too crazy about this defense because it could have been a lot worse. Like, the Rams were playing with their food in the first half. Davante Adams, that ball in the back of the end zone, he usually catches that ball, and he didn't, and he dropped numerous others. The play after Adams' drop is a completion that Matthew Stafford usually makes to Adams, and he overthrew him, and then Cardi misses another field goal. He knuckleballed the other one through. Like, the Rams had opportunities to do what sort of like the Texans did the week before, but they couldn't get out of their own way at times. So, like, I can't get too excited about what I saw yesterday.
Number four.
Alohi Gilman, arrow up. Jair Alexander, arrow down. Alohi Gilman played some decent football yesterday and allowed them to put Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage, and he did make some plays, and it made things a little better. So that part's good. It is incredible to me And I think it reminds me of Bobby DePaul telling us, don't listen to what they say. Listen to how much they play. Jerry Alexander did not play a snap.
He did not.
In that game yesterday with Rome burning and everything going on with this football team. He did not play a snap yesterday.
We're basically simpatico. The joke's on DaCosta. Jair Alexander stole your money, bro. You keep letting defensive backs steal your money. You keep thinking you know better. When their teams don't want him back and they view it as addition by subtraction, even the New Orleans Saints back in the day with that free safety you overpaid.
Marcus Williams.
You should start understanding your blind spots and acting accordingly. For him to play zero snaps in that triage game, for him to be outsnapped by dudes who just got in your building 48 hours before that game, and for you to have spent no money on your pass rush and instead made a vanity play for him to show everybody just how smart you are, shame on you, bro. You're a big part of this.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason. It's funny, during the break, I was looking at a All-22 clip of the Ravens playing zone coverage and three guys going kind of in the wrong... In the wrong spot all at once, and it left a wide open wide receiver in the middle of the field. And it just happened too often.
Six pack of defensive observations. About Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
So when is Kyle Hamilton allowed to make a play? Mm. When is that allowed to happen? Now we've got 51 snaps, small number. Small volume against a high-octane offense should work in your favor. We got three safeties on the field for 42 of those 51 snaps, and we all think Gilman looked like an NFL player.
He did.
And performed well for a guy who just got here. Malachi Starks, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But like, at what point, now we got back to our core thing, and we ran the hell out of it. We had three safeties on the field for 80% of the snaps. Like, so when does that manifest itself in a tip ball? Or like, when am I allowed to expect something out of him? When is he a playmaker?
It'll happen one day. My three is Tavius Robinson, and Harb's just announced it's probably a 6 to 8 week injury. And Tavius Robinson, he's not Nick Bosa, like, but he was probably their best edge guy at the moment. And he's a guy that obviously is a guy that works on hustle and guile. And him being out now, when you combine that with the trade of Owe, like, they had to play a lot of Ajabo yesterday. Ajabo against the run is embarrassing.
On their roster is embarrassing.
Yeah, him on a football field, but watching you, if you're the opponent, run at David Ajabo. You're going to find a
bait
lot
him with your quarterback. Do whatever you want to do.
You're going to find a lot of joy there.
You're playing 11-on-10. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, Tavius Robinson. That's for this roster is a major injury.
Number two.
I put this at two, and it's a sliding scale, but they showed some fight, and they tackled better than I've seen them tackle in a long time. So I'll give Zach Orr some kudos. The message got across. Like, I saw some positives. Obviously, they're not the culprit this Sunday. It was more the offense. So kudos to that unit for the most part.
We're simpatico. A for effort. You saved Zach Orr's job. Yeah. You played with some spirit. You showed some emotion. You held them to 4.7 yards per play. You showed up in the red zone in a way you haven't in some of these other games. Like, again, we're really grading on a curve here, but they look like they came out with some intent.
Yeah.
And at least we're going to make the Rams earn it to some degree. So that's progress.
Number one.
The lack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A pass rush is appalling. It's appalling. You got zero pressures out of your edge group on a day where Oweh just gets to the Chargers and gets a sack.
He did.
Like, and then you signs Jaire instead of paying a pass rusher, and he can't even crack your horrible roster at 1-5. And you bring in Gilman to unlock Kyle Hamilton, and you tell me what I missed with Kyle Hamilton.
He did make some plays.
It's on DaCosta. They had seven pressures as a team. They are 30th in pressure rate. They are 29th in sack percentage. Van Noy is, I don't know what that is. He looks 36. And Tavius, you could dream and hope that he's not a pass rusher.
No, like he's a great extra piece on a good team.
But for them, is that now a loss? It is. What they're running out there off the edge is absolutely shameful. And they finally got around to what I said they should do all year, which is blitz Simpson a little bit more. But that's no... It's a joke. They've got the worst group in the modern era where interceptions are at an all-time low and the passing game is incentivized like never before. They have the worst group of edge rushers in the NFL, and I don't even think it's close.
I can't disagree. We're simpatico at one, at least the pass rush part of it. They got two sacks yesterday. One was John Jenkins running over the guy in front of him and then running over the quarterback and forcing the fumble. And then they blitzed Simpson and Buchanan, and they shared a sack. That's it. They don't get any pressure. And I give Zach Orr a lot of credit. That fourth down where they rushed two guys, that was some sort of decision there to let Matthew Stafford sit back there all day and eventually complete the pass to Kieran Williams. But this pass rush, there is no pass rush. It's non-existent. The edge guys got as many pressures as the four of us got yesterday, and none of us were on the football field. So that's embarrassing.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Hey, you guys had similar top three, but it's not that Hamilton played poorly or anything like that, but
he didn't make any game-changing plays.
That's what they need. That's exactly what they need from Kyle Hamilton at this point, especially when he didn't play a single snap deep. He was in the box or in the slot the entire game.
Oh, man. Coming up next, Ravens hit the bye 1-5. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Are you looking for Eric to make trades? Are you looking for a game-changing trade or maybe some smaller stuff?
If he built his team this way, Kyle Hamilton needs to be one of the best football players on the field. I didn't build the team this way. Yeah. I wouldn't have done it this way. I begged him to pay pass rushers.
Here's the sad thing. He was one of the best football players on the field for them, but he didn't make any game-changing plays.
No, I mean on the field in its totality.
Yeah, I hear you.
410-5. There's two teams playing.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. 410-583-1057. Is it over? Are you looking for them to make a trade? Does a trade even matter? What do you think of this team as it heads into the bye? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.